WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The movies The Apprenticeship of Judy Kravitz and Joshua Then and Now were based on novels by the Canadian writer Mordecai Richler. Richler has a new novel called Solomon Gursky Was Here. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Mordecai Richler has written such a rich, textured, hilarious, obsessive, symbol-clashing, history-haunted, myth-begotten Aurora Borealis of a book that I can't do more here than chase after a few of its black ravens and gnaw on its caribou bones. Savage Fun is made of Jewish-Canadian parvenus, Scots-Irish power brokers, English anti-Semites, even Eskimos. This fun is made in a pastiche of styles, from Old Testament Looney Tunes to Victorian pornography to Levi-Strauss creation myths to Private Eye whodunits to Saul Bellow, Philip Roth, and radio soaps. But Richler's more imperial in his ambition. He also takes on world history and original sin. Think of his novel, if you're stuck on Latin America, as 150 years of Jewish-Canadian solitude, though it seems to me to derive as much from Gimple the Fool as from Garcia Marquez. Before there was magical realism, there was the Kabbalah, the Jewish book of mysticism. Anyway, Solomon Gursky is a dream of the earthly paradise gone wrong, of a world in which the just kingdom is nowhere to be found, and the Flying Dutchman is a wandering Jew. We meet two Gurskys in particular. Ephraim, who left Russian-Jewish Minsk for the London of Charles Dickens, and thence to the polar seas of Canada, where, shaman and con man, he converted the Eskimos to the Covenant. And Solomon, Ephraim's favorite grandson, stolen by him as a child to sit on the shores of the Great Slave Lake and dream strange dreams. When Ephraim dies, a raven leads his grandchild out of the wilderness. Solomon's brothers will make lots of money in the bootleg liquor biz during Prohibition, because the Gurskys closely resemble the notorious Bronfman family, from whom in Canada all Seagrams flow. But Solomon disappears from Canada, into modern history. He bootlegs ideas. No matter what happens in modern history, from Mao's long march to the death of Marilyn Monroe to Watergate, Solomon seems to have been there, like Kilroy, or Woody Allen's Zelig, and so was a raven, that meddlesome and deceitful bird. Mostly we see these Gurskys from the point of view of Moses Berger, an alcoholic writer working on a biography of Solomon, based on journals, letters, and memoirs, in a delirium brought on by munching the liver of a polar bear. Moses is looking for a father. He hates the one he was born with, a poet who became a flack for the Gurskys. Everybody in this novel hates their father, or the fathers hate their sons. Oedipal rage is one of Richler's themes, along with cannibalism. If one Gursky father sinks his teeth in his son's hand, another Gursky son will eat his dead father like a drumstick. Besides Oedipus and cannibalism, Richler's also obsessed with the Northwest Passage, the quest for the mythical kingdom of Prester John, Jewish gangsters, radical history, and, of course, Canada. Not even Canada wanted the Jews. What's going on here? Solomon writes to Moses, "Look at it this way. The system was inspired, but it is man that is vile. It won't work. The Sermon on the Mount, the Manifesto. The world continues to pay a punishing toll for our Jewish dreamers." Like Jesus Christ, like Karl Marx, Solomon is one of those utopian dreamers. The dream is betrayed. It's a nightmare of ravens. It's also a wonderful novel.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Solomon Gursky Was Here by Mordecai Richler.